Step 13, taking out the garbage, or what I used to call trashing, in my clinic. I want you to recycle, throw out, give away, whatever, a third of everything you own. Bury your possessions before they bury you. Hey, I could tell you 100 stories. I had a woman who was dying of asthma in my clinic. She had a house full of nightmares and old dead things, and when I got rid of them, her asthma was gone. I had a woman with breast cancer who had a room in her house that was her dead child's room. When her baby died, she kept the room like some kind of morgue or mausoleum. I had her dump the room, get rid of the room and clean it out. Funny enough, her cancer was gone. I had a woman that was crippled with bleeding bowel movements and colitis, and it was all based around she hated college. Told her to quit college, ripped up one of her degrees. Guess what? Colitis was gone. Look, take my word for it. You know the crap that's in your house that I'm talking about. Maybe it's all that garbage you think that's priceless relics or parts that you might need someday that's stuffed in your garage. But let me tell you, when you die, your kids are going to curse you and sell it all for $15 in some garage sale. What about the box or the drawer full of papers that's very important, you think it is, that you're going to look at, go through, or sort, or do something with one day? Do yourself a gigantic favor. Walk the box out to the trash, let it go, drop it, and throw it away. Let me tell you, if you throw away a third of all the stuff in your house, that will be a powerful healing in and of itself. Remember, this stuff is not you, and it distracts you from living, and it'll make you sick. Get rid of it.